to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we're featuring Motown artists with top 40 songs that were also a top 40 song by another artist. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, Marvin Gaye, the Jackson 5, Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Miracles, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together. All coming up to the next half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Thank you. You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Jackson 5, that was Little Bitty Pretty One, that reached number 13 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1972. It was also a top 40 song by Thurston Harris. It reached number 6 in 1957, and also a top 25 song from Clyde McPatter from 1962. Before that, we heard from Marvin Gaye, I Want You, number 15 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1976, also went to number 16 in 1991 from Robert Palmer, and we started with It's the Same Old Song by the Four Tops, number 5 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 65, and it also reached number 35 in 1978 from KC and the Sunshine Band. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring Motown artists with top 40 songs in the U.S. Billboard charts, and that same song also went top 40 by another artist. Well, coming up, Gladys Knight and the Pips had a number 2 tune from 1967, I Heard Through the Grapevine, but 1 year later, Marvin Gaye made it to number 1 with that same song from 1968. But here is Gladys and her Pips, right here on Motown Memories.
Motown. All your favorite Motown artists are here with Motown. Memories with Tom Fallon.
But in the game I lost you. What a price to pay. I'm crying. Ooh, baby, baby.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Rejected love, child.
Diana Ross and the Supremes with Love Child. That reached number one from 1968 in the U.S. Billboard charts. And 22 years later, a group called Sweet Sensation made it a number 13 tune from 1990. Before that, The Miracles with Ooh Baby Baby, a beautiful song, reaching number 16 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. Linda Ronstadt had a number 7 tune from 1979. And we started with Last Night in the Pips, number 2 from 67, I Heard Through the Grapevine. 1 year later, Marvin Gaye made it a number 1. Well, coming up, a signature tune from Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, one of the most popular tunes they ever recorded on the Motown label, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, number 19 from 67. Also 3 years later, Diana Ross made it a number 1. But here is Marvin and Tammy right here on Motown Memories.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
You need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry,
oh baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Yes, baby. Ooh, how sweet it is to be loved by you. Ooh, baby, I needed the shelter of someone's arms. And there. Understand my ups and downs, and there you were. With sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotions. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. And wonder what would I be without you in my life. Everything was just a bore. All the things I did since I've done them before. But you brighten up all my day with a love so sweet in so many ways. I wanna stop and thank you, baby. I wanna stop and thank you, baby.
Yeah.
How sweet it is to be loved.
60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I will build you a castle with a tower so high it reaches the moon. I'll gather melodies from birdies that fly and compose you a tune. Give you love and warm and mama's oven, and if that don't do, then I'll try something.
Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson. That was I'll Try Something New, and they reached number 39 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1962. 7 years later, Diana Ross and the Supremes in The Temptations together had a top 25 hit, and that was from 1969. Before that, Marvin Gaye, How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You, number 6 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1965. That was also a number 18 tune 1 year later in 1966 by Junior Walker and the All-Stars. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, a number 17 tune from 1967. And 3 years later, Diana Ross made it her first tune that made number one in her first top 40 tune altogether after she left the Supremes. It reached number one from 1970. We'll reach the halfway part on this edition of Motown Memories. We featured all Motown artists doing top 40 songs that were also a top 40 song from another artist. Well, coming up, we'll keep doing that, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.